Okay, we're holding Simon Reish Yud Ches. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. Welcome to Torah Anytime. We're discussing the brachas that you make in places where there were nisim done to Gan's Klal Yisrael. We'll read the Mechaber again. And then we'll speak out some interesting Divrei Agadah. Zak the Mechaber. Page Kuf Lamed Gimel. Haraya Makim Shenachli by Nisim Li Yisrael. If you see a place where there are miracles done to Klal Yisrael, the place where we crossed the Yamsuf, the place where we crossed the Yarden in times of Yeshua, when we walked by the valley by Arnoin, where there were two mountains where the Goyim were waiting there to ambush us in the valley, and Hashem brought the mountains together, and there was their blood was flowing over there, and we sang the Shira. The Algabish shall be Chayrin, and the Algabish shall be Chayrin was by Yeshua's time, after the Givinim, first Yeshua that came, they conquered the city of Yericho, and walked around the walls for 7 days, one day for the first 6 days, seven times in the last day, blew the shofar and the walls came down. Then they conquered the city of Ai, then the Givinim got very nervous, and they made believe they were travelers from faraway places, and they made a shvua that they're not going to harm them, and they realized afterwards they were tricked, and Yeshua made them the chayve eitzim, sheve mayim chayve eitzim. And then in the parak yud or test over there, it says that the other kings, Yishalayim, Chevron, and Lachish, five kings got nervous. They teamed up to go fight with the Yidin, and Hashem made a nes where the Yidin ran after them, and these stones came flying down. And they're called Abne Algavish for Al-Yad Ish. It says these were the Barad that Moshe Rabbeinu had them stop mid-year in the Mitzrayim, and they came down now in the times of Yeshua onto these Goyim that are trying to start up with us, these Kananim or Marim, whatever they were, start up with us. That's where the Abne Algavish, and they're going to come down. The rest of them will come down by Mechemes Goyim Magad, it says. That's why they're called Algavish. If you look in the Nach, in the Navi, it does not say Abne Algavish. Just as the Abne Barra, maybe it says the Algavish is like Algavish. The Evet Shepikish Oy. Lizrik, Ali Yisrael, the stone that Oig wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. And we'll see what that means, because the story was really in the Gemara doesn't mention the stone, it mentions the mountain. What's going on over here? The Evan Shayashav Ala Moshe Be'ez Mechemes Amalek, the stone that Moshe sat by Mechemes Amalek. And the stone was not really where the nace happened. The nace happened down where they were fighting. Some want to say that the nace was that his hands didn't get weak. He was able to keep them up, even though Iron Core helped him, but there's a it was beyond what's physically possible. The amount of time he kept his hands up. The Chaim is Yericha, the wall of Yericha we spoke about. Mevarech she'asa nisim v'abisim v'makam hazeh. The bracha. Hashem made nisim for my fathers in this place. V'bein bracha zu, v'bein shar brachas ha'ri'ya. Ha'ri'ya hengi shar brachas. V'kulam ba'askar shem v'malchus. You always say them with shem v'malchus. We're up to v'shabura. Sefatim gimel. Marbaris nachle arnoin. The first v'shas. There are two mountains with a valley in between. So Yisrael, Tzrik and Laver, Derech Oseimet. Klai Yisrael have to pass through that valley. The Nechbu HaMariyim and Ma'arish also Baharim. The HaMariyim, they hid in the caves in the mountains. B'tzidei HaEimet. G'day Sheyiplu Aleim Pisoim Ba'avram HaEimet. They were going to ambush us in the valley. And that's a nation Nidbuku HaHarim Zebazeb Ba'avor Aram Bris Hashem Aleim V'nergo Kulon Sham. When the Aram passed, they went through and they all got killed over there. And not all of us know the story because it's usually we were in camp. Back in the olden days, when there were 2 months of vacation in the summer, we were in camp. Nowadays, the Bachim are still in yeshiva. And during, I think it's Parshat Matos or Chukas. I think it's Chukas, no? Where is it? Balak? Somewhere over there. It's called Andalash of Bezcharin. Shehoshachum in the Shemaim, ala umay shanulchamu um Yeshua, and the Chsibakra, like we spoke about before. Evan Shabikish. Beforesh Ba'agadah. Shakar Harbas Tlasa Parsa. Oig picked up a mountain that's 3 parsas wide, Kedila Apila Yisrael, to throw it on Klal Yisrael. Nasa Nesh Lehoy Yachal Apila, the Nesh couldn't throw it. Ayin Shem Mebrachis Amad Beiz, Nadal Amad Beiz, Ayin Berhalacha. So let's read the Gemara, and we'll talk about it for a moment. The Gemara Bracha said, Daf Nadal Amad Beiz, says over there, the Evan Chebigish Oig Melech Habash and Lizar Al Yisrael. Gemara Gemirila, Oig said, Machane Yisrael, how big was Machane Yisrael? 3 parsas. So he said, I'll take a mountain that's that size, and I'll throw it on them, and I'll kill Klal Yisrael, chas v'shalom. Azal akar tur bar tlasa parsi, he went, picked up a mountain, 3 parsim, v'aisi ha-reishi, he put on top of his head a mountain the size of the whole camp of Klal Yisrael. V'aisi kutcha brichu aleh, Hashem came and he brought upon him kamtzi. Not clear if it means ants, nimalim, or chagovim, or grasshoppers. V'negvua, and they made a hole. V'nachis v'tzavrei, and the mountain fell down into his shoulders. Havaboy, the mishlefah wanted to take it off. Mashreshine, his teeth got longer. L'haigisa, v'lemachi, the mishlefah, and the teeth sort of clamped down on the mountain. He couldn't remove it. I broke the teeth of Rishon. And Rish Lakish explains what it means is, I made the teeth longer. How big was Moshe? 10 amos. He took a stick, 10 amos, and he jumped 10 amos. Umichya, bekarsule, bekatli, he hit him on his ankle. Hit him on his ankle, and he killed him. So, the Pashup shot in the story sounds like Oig was humongous, and he was able to pick up a mountain the size of the whole camp of Klai Israel. And there was a big nace down where it fell down to the shoulders, and the teeth got longer. The Rajba in Perish Agadis and the Marshal, many, the Metama, it sounds far fetched. Chas v'shalom, this is the thing, but the Agadis of Chazal over here, it sounds like Oig Melech Habashan was the size of the Empire State Building, you know, bigger. So, and was that really what happened? And the Rajba wants to say that really this Gemara is a mashal, and the nimshal is that Oig said, "I'm going to pick up a mountain." What does a mountain mean? Tzchus avos. Tzchus avos. The avos were called the harim. They were called mountains. So I'm going to pick up tzchus avos because Oig felt that he had the tzchus of Avram Avinu. He went to save Lot. So because he went to save Lot, he has tzchus of Avram Avinu. So he's going to pick up a mountain, the mashal, the tzchus avos. And the ants or the chagavim that made the hole, he said that's a mashal to Klai Yisrael's tefillah. When we daven, it's bepeh, and that's why he brought down the mountain onto his mouth and got stuck in his mouth to represent the tefillah that we have bepeh, and that's what brought down Oig's downfall. And Moshe was 10, and his stick was 10, and he jumped 10. That refers to Moshe needed all the schosim, his schos, Klai Yisrael's schos, and the schos avos. Each one is remembered by 10, 10, 10. In order to hit Oig on the ankles, which represents the leg which he walked to Avram Avinu, the three steps that he took to Avram Avinu to tell him about light. That's how the Rajba learns this story over here. He says the whole Agadah is a mashal, and the nimshal is the tefillah. Some people ask, you know, if Chazal's Agadah here was just a mashal, why didn't he just say the nimshal? So to that, there's an obvious answer, because in order to bring out the pacha that it was, that Oig's coming and he says, "I have tzchus avos." Are you scared? You should be, because that's the equivalent of holding a mountain the size of the entire Klai Yisrael about to throw on your head. And then we said, "Oh, we daven." You know what davening means? It drilled a hole in the mountain and fell on Oig and his teeth went into it. That's the answer to that one. But really, this is really opening a Pandora's box here, because this is really a little bit also above my pay grade. There's a big shaila in the Rishonim, and it's not talked about so much, how to learn the Agadas of Chazal. Do you take them literally, or are they mishalim? And the Rajba over here, it talks about it a little bit over here, seems to consider it a mashal. And he says, even sometimes Chazal would say things that sound far-fetched just to wake you up. Ayin Shem and the Rajba. I didn't have a chance this time, but I do recall from must be 20 years ago, where I went through the Rambam Perish of Mishnayis and the Hakdama, the Perich Chelek. He discusses over there a long Arichas. So in the Arichas there, he discusses this Shaila. He says three different Shittas, how to understand the Midrashim of Chazal. I don't remember what he said. There's definitely a camp that holds you should take them very literally. And I don't have an opinion here. I don't know the sugya well, but it definitely comes up over here. And we'll see in a second what the Chofetz Chaim feels about it. And one thing I did see in the Sefer Maisa Ish, I didn't see it in Maisa Ish, so I saw it brought down somewhere else. The shame, the Sefer Maisa Ish, that someone once told over this Rajbi's chat in this Gemara to the Chazan Ish, he was Moicha. And he said, "I'm not going to drink the wine this person serves me." He held it was Kamak Kfir. Now what's the pshat? The Chazon Ish knew the Rajba. He knew the Rajba's perish. So Tzarechim, exactly. Someone to say maybe he felt that even if it's true, this shita could be a shita, the Rajba shita, but if a person doesn't know how to use it, they're going to mach avechim and everything. And that's very dangerous. So he's meichel. We can't even start with that. I don't know. Like a part of that, which I do know, it's a big shayla. And we'll see here how the Bir Lacha. Let's look at the Bir Lacha. Because Marshal asked in the Rajba, he says, if the whole thing was a mashal and the nimshal was chus avos, so then could it really be that Moshe, they were nervous that you got chus avos, and we don't have chus avos? I walked 3 steps, he walked to help Avram, he saved light, you know. We have mamish chasavis. He did it because he had the, I don't know if Moshe knew that. I don't know, we knew that, so Hashem knew that, obviously. Look at the Bir Alacha. The Bir Alacha says, the Emin Shabigish Oig. The first one. I am Bechnushi HaGadosh Mashkos Bezeh. Hashem quotes the Rashba here. He argues on it. If he pshute ain tamen chokach ish kezeh. Zab the Bir Alacha. Why are we getting so worked up over here that it's a Dabar Zar, that we could have a mountain that he picked up on top of his head, and we have to start answering up, what's Pshat in Agadis Chazal? Could it really be someone who was so tall, in the World Trade Center? No, could it really be? He said, he was from the Bnei Anakim. His father was from those who says in the Pasuk, I'm not sure if this is Kaddish, not like him. And they gave birth to them. Were children of Achia ben Shamchazai. They're malachim that came down from Shemaim in the days of Enish. So Oig, Sichon Oig had kayak to ing gvuras malachim. So you saw, how could it be they picked him a mountain that was the size of 3 parsam? He did it. Kacha. So that's the Bialacha understood it literally, and it's definitely the safest and simplest mahalach that we go with most of the time. And if someone wants to do more extensive research, I in the Rambam in the Akdamah the Parachelik. What? Yeah, much smaller, and the whole thing was a mushroom. But one of the rais the Raja brings. Right, so one of the rais the Raja brings is, why does it say Evan should be a shaykh lizard? He didn't want to throw a stone, he wanted to throw a mountain. I mean, no, the whole thing was a mushroom. And really, he had a few stones he wanted to throw at us. Okay, that's the Raja's Raya, but Akapanim, Chavetz Chaim learns it literal and says, no. He was from Nei Malachim, and he wanted to throw a whole mountain on us. Zakta Mishra Mersiv Ka'an Vav. The Chaim Yisiricha was swallowed in his place. Zayim Mavarach Shosh Anisim Kasa Magan Avram. The Chaim Mashma. These that we mentioned over here, that you could see the place and you see that was where the nace was, like you see the nace, because this was the yam that split. This was the mountain that I picked up, or whatever it is. You see the Yarden where it split? Oh, right here is where it split. These were the stones the nace was done with. If you don't have what the nace was done with, you come close to Yerushalayim. Hashem's malach killed the whole machane of Sancheriv. You don't see the nace at the place because there was nothing there. There's no physical object that was used in the nace. It just died. So you don't make a nace when you come close to Yerushalayim. You make a brach when you come close to Yerushalayim. Perish. We can see that, we know where it happened. Afapikin ain't a nace nicker. So you're not gufa dumb and nasa nace wasn't done with the ground. Meanwhile, nace shaloya feel a nicker and take a makim comes from a gila makim shaman kara and nace mevarek. If someone had a nace done to him, whenever he reaches that place, he makes a bracha, even if there's nothing in the physical place that was the nace itself. You make it by a skar shem malchus, chen terach lemon, nami, ativ, elekedu, from Mishar brachas gemuris. Baruch Atah Hashem Lakinim Alech Ha'ilam Shalas and Nisun Lavesinim Makim Azeh Zak Siv Beis Al Nesha Nasa Lekasas Yisrael. And Nesha was done a part of Yisrael Kozman Shalai Nasa Lechol Yisrael and Ruban Afil Nasa Lekasas Shavatim Eim Nevaruch Analev. It wasn't done to the entire nation or even to the majority. You're not going to make a Baruch Zak Siv Mishabura Eim Nevaruch Analev Ela Oysen Shanasa Lehem Anes Ma'atim. Only those who actually had a Nesha done to themselves. What about their children, the grandchildren? We'll see that in Mirtz Hashem and Siv Dalet, I think. Zak Siv Gimel. It has to be that you see the place once in 30 days. We'll see how to count the 30 days in the Mishnah Berurah. Closer than that, you don't make a bracha. You don't count the day that you saw it. You don't count today. You have to have a 30-day space of time that you did not see it. Before that, if you make the bracha, it's aser and it's a bracha levatala. Make a bracha on thunder, spices, lightning. Every time it happens, you make a bracha. We'll see as you learn those halachas coming up very soon. How come over here, it only once every 30 days? In one day, it only has a kadas, keeps making a bracha on birchas areah. Ayin le'il, shen reish yud zayin, shen reish chav zayin. Earlier we saw reish yud zayin on birchas areah. We'll see in reish chav zayin coming up soon about thunder, lightning, these things. Every mission brach, nishani hasam. You're making a bracha to the new thunder. Right? It's new lightning. It's a new thing. It's a new smell. It's the same reich, but now you're smelling it new. Actually, now you're smelling it new. It's a new smell that's coming out of it. Like, it is a reich noidif. It's coming out of it. And that's constantly a new smell coming. As opposed to re'iyah, we'll see. It's not like a new, I don't know what you would call it, like, sight coming out of it. It's the same thing that you're just seeing, and the smell is new smell emanating from this physical object. Sight is not emanating from something physical; it just is. Hashengen hachash on the sky. There's shum davar mizman sheberach alkein. The chashad of bruche elokein over zman merubu kusosh miyum. Therefore, you can't make a bracha unless it was 30 days. And number 8 on the side it says b'tama davar shadafka shloishim yoyim because of arach hashochan shkol shloishim nechsev kudar chadash. 30 days is a new thing. Chen nikra chaydash shemilashin chadash. A month is like chadash, it's new. Shalavanim is chadash, is boi v'yisrael nimshalu lavana. Klai yisrael nimshalu lavana v'afa pishayinim shloishu yim yimiduyik. It's 29 and a half. And tashtzag chalakim. Right, 29 days, 12 hours. Tashtzag chalakim is like 44 minutes and some seconds, something seconds. It's not miduyik. We come up and moidim yavim shleimim. We count whole days. Shayin mechashim shoyis l'chadash. So it's interesting because when you count months, so aleph, let's say beis, Nisa, the Beis year, you would think it's a month, but really we're saying not, because you're not going to count Beis, you're not going to count the day that either side, so you're going to need one day more than the month really for it to be Chodesh, even though you're really more than, if you're Aruch HaShulchan, I would think you wouldn't count this way, because once you're 30 days away, then you're not in the same Levana anymore, you're not in the same Chodesh, but here we have to be really 31 days, because you're not counting today or the day that you see it. Akapana, that's the halacha. We'll stop over here. We'll stop, and then we'll smooth in a second. We'll stop, and we'll have a wonderful night. We'll go back to tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.